Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Welcome back. Áine Clare sitting in for Clare. Now, as Israel continues to weigh up its options on how to respond to a Hezbollah rocket strike on a sports field which killed 12 children and teenagers in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights, and tensions are already high over Israel's ongoing assault on Gaza, an overreaction by either side could tip into a wider regional war with severe consequences. For the latest, we're joined from Beirut by Middle East Bureau Chief with the LA Times, Nabi Boulos. Nabi, thanks for joining us. How are ordinary people responding on the ground where you are there today, given Saturday's events, Netanyahu travelling back from the US and still talks of diplomatic efforts, but also a lot of worries about escalations in fighting there?
Well, so since the attack, there has been actually, you know, quite expectations that there will be some retaliation. So really, every night for the last 3 days, Beirutis have been really on tender hooks, which is to say that everyone is worried about a possible attack. People are staying up at night. Some others are stocking up. In fact, yesterday, there was actually quite a lot of movement at the airport where people had moved up their travel schedules for fear that the airport would be struck by Israel and therefore they would be stranded. And as you could imagine, of course, everyone is just watching all these, all these statements from various embassies and various airlines, either suspending travel to Beirut or urging citizens to leave, etc. And it's been quite nerve-wracking, I must say.
And you talked there about commercial flights being cancelled, a lot of countries calling expats home. Same here for Ireland. Our own Foreign Minister, Micheál Martin, has said the government may be limited in the level of assistance it can provide if the security situation deteriorates. What sense of an exodus do you see from Western residents, or many taking a wait-and-see approach?
Moment, there is, of course, a wait and see. Now, it should be noted that predicting war between Lebanon and Israel is virtually a pastime in the area at this point. I mean, every year that I've lived here, and I've been in Beirut for 15 years, there have been expectations of a war. Now, granted, this is, of course, a far more escalatory situation. Of course, this is far more serious than other moments in the past. But at the same time, I mean, all this is to say that people are... I mean, obviously, they have to take a wait-and-see approach, because also this has been going on for the last 10 months in terms of this heightened alert between the two countries. And people have been expecting some kind of wider conflagration since then. And so people are, of course, they are tense, but at the same time, there is an element of, I guess, people crying wolf and just getting, you know, somewhat inured to all the warnings.
Do you think this time, like to your point there, there's annual forecast speculations about whether a war could follow an escalation in tensions there. But when you look at Hezbollah and their weaponry, do you think they are ready for war on the Israeli side, given that they've already obviously using a lot of military capacity on the Gaza front? Do they have capacity to open up on another war front?
Well, in terms of the challenges of Lebanon when it comes to the Israeli army, I'm not sure they would be able to accomplish their goals, which is to say that in the past, Israel has invaded Lebanon, really the south of Lebanon, and tried to create a buffer zone there. And that occupation lasted about 18 years before Hezbollah finally drove them out. And so the fact of the matter is that, I mean, Israel might believe that it has the capacity to launch, let's say, an initial devastating strike, and that for sure is true. And at the same time, it is also true that Israel will be able to level much of Lebanon's infrastructure. That also is correct. But in terms of that actually creating a lasting victory that would be usable for people of the north of Israel to basically go back and be safe, that's just simply not going to happen. That's a dream scenario. Because the fact is that if Israel were to try to occupy the south of Lebanon, it would have an insurgency on its hands. And the same thing would happen as had happened in the early two in the 90s, etc. So the fact of the matter is that it's unclear to me what sort of military victory Israel can hope to gain in this time. And more to the point, more importantly, it's unclear if it has the capacity for a long war. So it's quite difficult at this point.
No doubt, a story we will return to again and again over the coming days and weeks. Thank you for that, Nabila Boulos, Middle East Bureau Chief with the LA Times. Coming up after the break, we'll hear about the OMA bombing inquiry, which holds its first meeting today.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.